Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. As always, we are so grateful for everything. Thank you for the privilege, for the eternal privilege of knowing you and of belonging to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Jesus, wonderful, precious Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Amen. The glory of the Lord is available to every person. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. He can never be put into human words. Man was made, the chief end of man, to know him. The end result, what man was born to do, fellowship with him. Yes, with God Almighty. He offers that. So incredible that he offers that to every person. The very first step is someone simply receiving him into their life and giving him their life, and that's salvation. And if they hear the gospel, it's giving that same thing to Jesus Christ, which is so wonderful, so glorious to think that many wonder, you know, what is God like? Just look at Jesus Christ. He reveals, he is the revelation of the only true God. This glory, so wonderful. And so someone may say, well, how do I find this glory? How to continue into the phases? Seek him with your whole heart. When you do, you'll find him. And, you know, there are practical things, the three realms of prayer, which applies to us every day. And we worship the Lord and just receive him into your life. Reinhard Bonnke once said, make it a point to say, I receive the word of God. You know, what's the word of God? Well, many of us, we think of it's the Bible, and that's true. But what's really God's word to us is when he speaks to us. And they call that the Rhema word, but that's when he speaks to someone directly and someone, oh, glory to God. That's salvation. Salvation is a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ. And if someone never hears his name, it's with God. It's simple. It's a face-to-face encounter. Something, when someone finds that, that's salvation, and that's God speaks to them and says, you're mine. You're saved. You can rest assured you have salvation. You're in my family. You're going to be in heaven forever. Amen. That's more than, so that's the word of God to a person. It's so anyway, that's kind of a different subject, but it is important because same thing with the Holy Spirit, a face-to-face encounter with him, the Holy Spirit, he's the Spirit of Jesus Christ and of the Father. And that's the second phase. We call it the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are glorious. Every one of these is an eternal revelation. Okay, something fascinating I want to just touch on. God's presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. Believe it or not, yes, he is. He himself. And he fills the universe, really. The universe exists in him and his... Okay, so on the earth, every person, no matter who they are, is in his presence and glory. Even if they don't realize it, even if they don't want to be. They literally are. And I'm saying this is literally an eternal truth and revelation. I'm not just trying to motivate us. This is really true. It's just like in the natural, the S-U-N. Remember Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And he's referring to the spiritual. He's the spiritual light of the world. In the natural, the S-U-N provides light and life to every living thing. Every person is in that, you might say, in the S-U-N all the time, right? All the time. Their entire life, from the moment they're conceived till the moment that they leave the earth, they're in the actual S-U-N. It's light and it's life. It's giving them life. It's giving them light so that they can see where they're going. Right? Yeah, I know these sound like basic truths, but these are deep revelations. Providing them life. Keeping them alive all the time, even at night. Okay? They can't, we take it for granted, and someone can, again, even if someone doesn't want the S-U-N, they're receiving from the sun all the time. Someone can say, I want to go into a room with no windows, and I don't want anything to do with the S-U-N. Well, they're still in the sun is still keeping them alive. They're not seeing it, but it's keeping them alive. Okay, spiritually, same thing. All of those truths I just said, it's the same exact thing. It's so wonderful for us as believers. Let's start with, I want to encourage you, anything we need, His presence and glory is all around us. All we have to do is go directly to Him and we'll receive that spiritual need, or if we need a physical, like a miracle, a healing, if we need joy and peace and harmony and all the things that we as humans want, just go directly to Jesus Christ. And He's all around you. You can't get away from His presence. Amen. Amen. This is, so when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and He said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, he shall possess the light of life. He's referring, of course, to the spiritual. Glory to God. Someone knows Him. They know the only true God. They're on a journey now where they eventually will fellowship with Him. It's just a matter of when. Most people won't fellowship with Him until heaven. But He's available on the earth. He is available. I keep emphasizing this because we need to hear it again and again. We need to hear that the chief end of man is to know Him, and the man was born to fellowship with Him. He's so glorious and wonderful, beautiful and merciful and gracious. You know, it's so, when we meet Him, it's just everything else disappears. And it's so sad that most of the world is deceived. I mean, it's just, Revelation says the enemy deceives the whole world. All right, here's another thing I just wanted to add, okay? There's two places in Revelation that speak about the Book of Life, at least two. There's probably more. One is in Revelation 20, one is in Revelation 21. That first one, Revelation 20, says, anyone not found written in the Book of Life was thrown into the lake of fire. This is very serious. Revelation 21 says, it talks about who's allowed into the heaven, basically, the New Jerusalem, this wonderful, glorious city that's just so filled with the glory of God and has, it's just so awesome. It said only those written in the Book of Life were allowed in. So here we have, if someone's name's not in the book, what happens to them? They end up in the lake of fire. If someone's name is in the book, they get to go to heaven, basically. It's so simple, but this is so important. If there's one thing that a human being does in their life, It's get right with God and make sure. That's a guarantee. Just get right with God. Whatever it takes, do that. Someone hears the gospel and they hear about Jesus Christ and they hear the truth that He is the only way to the Father. No man comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Get right with Jesus Christ. Get right with God. Get your name in the book of life. I mean, if there's one thing, and yet most of the world doesn't do that. In fact, they discount it, don't they? And we ourselves discounted it before we found Him and got filled with the Holy Spirit. We discounted it. We criticized people in ministry, and we because the human heart, deceitful and wicked above all things. Even Christians who are, I'm telling you, Christians in the born again phase, they discount it. They think it's for weak people and it's for older people and for women, and it's not, you know, and it's just, oh, that's not the, you know, we discount it. It's just something about the human heart. The Bible says it right there. Human heart, deceitful and wicked above all things. God was sorry He had made man. Now, I want to be positive though. Wonderful things are happening around the world. Revival is taking place. Let's believe for that. Let's continue. So many wonderful believers who are doing great things for God. Amen. And so we can be a part of all this. But I remember Reinhard Bonnke, one of his messages, he was giving, you know, speaking about these things and how someone's eternal destiny depends on their decision. And he was... Remember, he was a German guy, and people said, he even said in a message once, somebody came to him and said, you push people into the gospel. And Reinhard Bonnke said, well, if you had the cure for cancer, would you sit at home and twiddle thumbs? Would you? He said, I've got a cure for a worse disease than terminal cancer, and it's the disease called sin, and the medicine is red in color. The blood of Jesus Christ. And so, really, our job, and this applies to all of us in ministry, is just to say it, just proclaim it. God takes care of any results. We don't even have to be concerned about that. And it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't, you know, I just believe that the most important decision for a person, the most important thing in a person's life, is getting into the book of life. Just as I said, there's two portions right there that give the extreme results. The book of life. What's more important than this? Someone's eternity, when someone dies, judgment is set. Jesus said that to Mary Baxter. Judgment is set. It can never be changed. This is the human being is an eternal mystery made in God's image, and we are on this earth for a short time, and at some point every person's going to die, or they're going to be in the rapture. Okay. And so, oh, here's another thing. A great man of God said, don't let anything corrupt your heart. He said it with such emphasis. I mean, when we let things corrupt our heart, it only hurts us. You know, when we have unforgiveness, or we're judging people in a bad way, or we're, you know, let's stay humble. Let's have a broken and contrite spirit. Let's just do what Jesus said to do. Wonderful things will happen and are going to happen because God Almighty, this great and awesome God, if we want to know what He's like, just look right at Jesus Christ. He's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the Son of God, and he is God Almighty. Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit, God Almighty. If you have Jesus Christ, you have God Almighty living within you and all around you all the time. Amen.